guest we've got with us today, Crystal Klein.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, you are great because you're in, well, for lots and lots of reasons, but you're in Hawaii.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the reasons, yeah.
How nice is that?
Yeah, it's perfect. Maui, actually, and we have great weather here right now. It's really, really hot. It has been raining for the last few weeks, actually, but now we are back to good weather, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Very nice. You've got an unusual claim to fame. You're one of the few models that have been a Playboy centerfold and a penthouse pet.
That's right. Yep. I've been a European playmate, and I have been a penthouse pet here for the American edition, yeah, which was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not many can say that. That's true.
That's a great claim to fame. Now, obviously, the European edition, I can hear your accent.
Yes, that's right. I'm from Europe. I'm from Austria, just like our governor.
Yes, the great California governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But I do hope I have a little bit of a different accent than he does. At least I try to distinguish it.
Yeah.
But
do you say things like "I'll be back" and stuff, like, you know?
I try to avoid those things. Yeah.
Oh, come on! You've got to use it.
No! I cannot. I really I cringe when I hear him talking. It's awful. I don't want to talk like him.
He's been here long enough that it should be a little less, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what?
Oh,
who am
I? Should be less. Yeah, that definitely it should be less.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been here for a long time.
Yeah. So you grew up in Austria.
I grew up in Austria. I was there till I was 21. And then
was it a very sheltered? Were your parents open? Were they sexually, socially, everything?
I come from a very normal background.
Yeah.
Sheltered is maybe a little bit exaggerated, but I mean, it's a normal upbringing, normal childhood, normal background, everything normal. Pretty open. My parents were pretty open about everything, but not crazy, you know.
Right.
Not hippies. But, so yeah, it is definitely an unusual move for me to do what I'm doing. We are all, my whole family, they're all academics. I started too, but I just, at some point, I just got really burnt out. I was a really good student, though, but it just wasn't right for me right at that time, so.
You were involved in a lot of things, snowboarding, music.
Yes. A lot, yeah.
School.
Yes, sports and music, really, really important.
Kind of a super achiever.
I guess that really does come kind of from my upbringing.
Yeah.
We are all perfectionists in my family, which can be an obstacle sometimes, to be honest.
Yeah.
Good for me in a lot of ways. And I think that actually what I'm doing now and the kind of modeling I'm doing now has freed me in a lot of ways and has been really good for me in a lot of ways. And my parents can see that, so they are happy with it, you know.
Right.
They are fine with it. Yes, there were concerns for my mom at the beginning, but really she knows me very well, and she knows as long as I don't overstep my own boundaries, and she knows what they are, and she knows I would not go into hardcore porn, she's fine with it.
Right.
So,
well, that's
yeah.
Good. How did you get hooked up with Playboy?
I took it all in my own hands. My whole modeling career, actually, I always did it myself. I'm not embarrassed to just write to the company and say, here I am, take me or leave me.
Right.
And so I wrote to Playboy, and they instantly liked me, and they flew me in to shoot me. They actually shot me in Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really nice shoot. And
was that your first photo shoot ever?
No, it wasn't, actually. It was my first one was here, over here in the States. I believe it was with Suze Randall. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was one of my first ones.
Were you nervous? Was it the one with Suze?
Yeah.
Was it a little more? Were you open?
I wasn't. I just recently looked at the pictures now. again that she took back then, and you can so see that I had no idea what I was doing.
Really?
My face is blank. There's nothing going on in my face. And I would definitely say I've grown as a model. But, you know, when you do it for the first time, you're just really nervous. You don't have any idea how to look and how to... what makes your body look good. You have no confidence. You're there, like, all of a sudden, naked for the first time in front of, like, five people. It's just pretty nerve-wracking, and I think it takes time for almost everyone to get used to that.
I never got used to it. I think it's horrifying.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I don't believe you.
It scares the hell out of me.
It still does?
Yeah. Oh, I hate it. Of everything I've done, TV, movies, radio... Modeling, I'm jealous. I wish it came easier because...
Really?
Yeah. Never got it.
I would have never expected that.
Yeah. No, it's scary to me.
You cannot see it, though, so you're doing a good job hiding it.
Yeah, it's called Photoshop. you know.
That helps us all a lot.
But you've gotten more explicit, right? I mean, Penthouse is spread.
Oh, yeah. I do. I mean, that was never an issue for me. I never said I would not go that far. So it was spread legs, open legs is totally fine with me. I never really had to think about it twice. That was not like, it didn't start like, okay, I'm just doing this now, and now the money is not that good, so maybe I go.
Right, now I'm going to go topless. Yeah, now I'm going to do that. Yeah.
That's not how it was, no. I always stick to my limits from the beginning on till now. It has never changed. So.
And how long ago was that? How long have you been doing this?
I'd say it's almost 3 years now, yeah. In
wow.
May it would be 3 years. So I've been doing it for a while. But at the beginning of my career, I was just not certain I would do it as a career. I just kind of did it on the side. So, you know, it took a while for people, at least in the industry, to know my name, and so. But I was never concerned about that. It was never my main goal to get big or to get famous. That was not even started it. No, cannot say. Still not. I would not ever want to be a celebrity ever. It's enough for me that people here in Maui know me, and it's just too much for me already.
So you're a pretty adventurous girl. You just send in some photos. You contact Playboy. You come to the U.S. to shoot with Suze.
Yes.
And then you up and move to Maui.
Yes. You want to know how that came about, I guess?
Please.
Well, that was actually because of my fiancé, because he's English, but he was a professional windsurfer. And Maui is like the windsurf mecca. And my whole family is windsurfing family, so that's kind of how I got to know him, because we're always at the events, at windsurfing contests. And so I met him, and he kind of imported me. There's just men here on the island, which is not bad for me. But you have to import your girls. You know?
I guess.
Yeah.
They're hot, though.
Just hot guys here, just hot athletes.
Very nice. And are you still big in the windsurfing yourself?
Yeah, I am. And surfing.
Very. How sexy. This is why people go to Hawaii, is to watch people like you.
I don't know. I don't like to be watched. See, that's one thing that I'm still nervous about.
Really?
I don't like if people watch me.
But yet you'll get naked.
I'd rather get naked.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. I think it is pretty funny, actually, yeah. But I'm always, like, when it comes to, as I said, I'm a perfectionist, and when it comes to any kind of sports, I have to be really good, at least if someone watches me. It's really retarded, but that's how I am.
That's funny. How does he feel about your sexy photos?
No, he has no problem at all. In fact, he supported me from the beginning on. I mean, he's not in the business himself, but he said, go for it, girl. I mean, it's not like he initiated it, but from the beginning on, he said, that's fine. He was the one who said at some point, you have such nice breasts, you should do topless photos sometime.
Oh, that's funny.
So then I did Perfect 10, actually, and So that was like a long time ago. But and I had absolutely no problem being naked. I mean, I never did, I guess. I have to say though that I never knew that I have quite a nice body. I didn't know that at all.
Really?
I didn't know until I got that kind of feedback from men, and until I started shooting. I never thought about it. All I thought about was, okay, I'm a B cup, so that's really small. I never thought about it. You can actually have nice breasts too, and they have B cups.
That's right. All breasts are nice.
But I just thought, oh, big is good, or whatever. And it was definitely not ever one of my goals or dreams or hopes to be a model. But I enjoy it a lot now, so.
Well, good. Yeah. Do you think that part of your nonchalance with the nudity and things like that are from your European upbringing?
I get that asked a lot, and I would probably say yes. Because here's the thing. I come from a very conservative kind of town, but however, we do live like close to the Czech Republic and Hungary, and they are just very open about that there. Also, the beach is like, you go topless on the beaches. It's not even, you don't even talk about it. That's totally normal.
Right.
So yes, we are more open about sex. We are more open about nudity. But I cannot really say if it has much to do with it, just because it was a big scandal when like at home when people found out what I'm actually doing.
Really?
So I don't know how tolerant people really are. They pretend to be, but they're not really, you know?
Yeah. When it's right in their face, maybe not as much.
Yes, exactly.
Let's talk about your website.
Yes, please. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. CrystalKlein.com.
That's right. CrystalKlein.com. Crystal with a C and Klein like Kellen Klein.
Right. CrystalKlein.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The official site of Penthouse
Pet. My official site. I spend a lot of time on my site.
Really?
A lot. I would like to say it's different to others. The quality of pictures is very high. I always try to get a little bit of artistic stuff into it, and it's not a porn site. It's still about the beauty of the models, and it's still about the girl itself. And I feature other models on my site too. I have my live chats. I communicate constantly with my members.
What do you do during a live chat? What's that like?
I do it like once a week, and I have my own little camera woman, my best friend actually, and it is very, we always start talking a little bit. People want to know what I've been up to. We start talking. Then I always end up taking off my clothes, of course.
Right.
Maybe get a little bit wilder, but nothing too wild.
Kind of a, like, do you do masturbation shows or anything?
Yes,
like that?
Once in a while, but it really has to, I never fake anything, so it has to be real. So if I'm in the mood for it, I will do it. If not, then not, because I'm just not a faker, so yeah.
Right.
So yeah, you get to see that kind of stuff, definitely.
Do you ever do girl-girl stuff?
I just shoot stills girl-girl, a lot of that, but I don't really, like, if I do video, it's very soft, then it's very Playboy stylish.
Right.
So it's very just, you know, kissing and touching and that kind of stuff, so.
Do you like that, or is it just a job?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm specific about the girls I work with, because I really have to like the girl. I cannot just kiss any girl. I mean, I'm not bi. I always tell my fans that I'm not bi, but I do enjoy a good kiss from a nice and pretty girl, for sure. Yeah, and touching too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
I gotcha. So you do a chat. You've got other girlfriends. Are they? How do you find these girls?
A lot of times, I find them myself. Actually, there are a few girls that I'm proud to say I brought into the industry. I always like. I manage them a little bit. I don't say I'm their agent, but right. I guide them through this battlefield.
Yes.
Because I just know how it is when you have no idea about this business. And we all know there are a lot of scumbags out there, so you need to be careful. And I just help them to shoot with the right people. And, of course, I make sure I get them first. So, so I just had a girl approved for Penthouse Pet. She's going to be Penthouse Pet very soon.
Excellent.
And right now you can only see on my website. Right now she's beautiful, D-cup, natural breast. She's really beautiful.
Do you shoot them too? Is that a hobby?
I don't shoot, no. It's for some reason not something that I'm that interested in. I don't know. I don't know why, but I'm rather in front of the camera, I think, yeah.
I gotcha. Are you modeling full-time? Is this your whole career right now?
Yeah, it is. It has been for 2 years, yeah. But I'm not planning on living from that forever. I definitely plan to finish my major, which would be psychology.
Right.
And definitely do other things on the side. I mean, I've always been doing other things on the side anyway, but like my money and my income comes from modeling right now, yeah.
Wow. And so you must be working quite a bit to make a living.
Yes, we know that, the girls in the industry know that you have to work quite a lot to actually be able to live from it. But my website, you know, I have my website, and then of course I shoot for magazines still and that kind of stuff. So I can live from it. I'm not going to lie and say I am loaded, but I can live from it comfortably, yeah.
That's fun, though.
That's good, yeah.
That's nice that you get to do what you love. And
yes, I cannot complain at this point in my life.
Any advice for people that want to be a model? What do you tell your girls that you bring in?
Well, first of all, I think it is very important to have a realistic self-perception. I see a lot of girls that try to get into modeling that just cannot ever do it. There's so many girls that are pretty in real life, but unfortunately what it really comes down to is you have to photograph well. That's like the main key. There are some girls that are not that pretty, but they photograph really well. So to test that out and to be realistic about it is the first step. And then if you have what it takes for that, you have to be really ambitious, and you have to be able to take setbacks and just still go for it and not be demotivated or give up, because it's not easy. And there are always other girls out there, and there are always fresh faces that people will rather shoot than you, etc., etc. But as long as you really keep your course and you really are dedicated to what you're doing, I think you have a good chance to.
It looks so easy. I think that's such a thing about this particular industry, about modeling, is it's like, oh, how hard could that be to go stand in front of a camera and smile?
Yes, absolutely. That's what you get a lot. People are like, oh, my God, you're so lucky. And this and that. I mean, yes, I am lucky, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, give us a typical shoot day.
Yes, exactly. And it's like you work 12 hours sometimes without really a break. And the key point is that all attention is on you, and you are the one who brings a picture alive or not. So you really have to bring some spark into the picture, like 12 hours a whole day, and it's pretty exhausting. It really is. So,
and what I've learned is that if it doesn't hurt, it doesn't look good.
Absolutely.
So you've got to twist yourself.
Unfortunately, yes.
How weird is that? And also, I thought this was weird with fashion and stuff. They shoot so that it'll come out in time. They're shooting the bikini stuff in the middle of winter.
Yes.
So those girls are freezing.
Yes, I know. I mean, I've been freezing a lot of times. You can't even complain about it. Unfortunately, it's your job.
Right.
I mean, photographers actually told me they don't envy me for being there. They're sitting there in their fur jacket, and I have to be in a bikini in the freezing cold water. One time I came out with blue lips. I mean, really, seriously blue lips, and I couldn't stop shivering for a few hours.
Wow.
So it's not always that much fun, but I'm just not the kind of person that starts complaining just because I feel, okay, well, that's what I'm getting paid for. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not that much fun, but
right,
you have to do it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So you don't see yourself ever getting a little bit more in it? Yeah.
No. I've been asked that so many times, and of course I had offers too, and it's just not something that I would ever, ever be comfortable with. I don't judge people morally for it, but that really goes too far. That is too intimate for me, and that is something I do not want to share with the world and never wanted to. And the main reason for it is also that as long as I shoot, I want it to be still at least a little bit about beauty and not just about sex. I mean, I'm not in denial, and I know that that most people look at my pictures for obvious reasons.
Right.
But I do want to still have some beauty or some artistic side to it, which for me completely disappears once you actually really perform a real sexual act.
Hmm.
It sometimes for me it looks like it doesn't even matter who she is, who he is, whatever. It's just, you know, it's just about the actual act, and that's not for me.
Do you watch it? Are you a fan?
No, I'm not. I don't even watch it. I'm really.
Are you a prude?
I'm not at all. But not in my sex life at all. I'm pretty wild and I'm pretty crazy. But really, that is really just for me and the one I'm with.
Right.
It's just not something that. That I want to share with the world, and also I'm not into watching it just because I guess I've been kind of on the borderline to this industry for so long that it doesn't give me any kind of kick, you know?
No. What does? What really just turns you on?
I do like hard sex quite. I mean, I like gentle sex too because I do like hard sex, and I like pulling my hair like until it really hurts.
Yeah,
it's like one of my main fetishes. You really have to pull my hair. Yeah, and then I get, you know, I pretty much do anything in bed as long as it's not me putting a strap on and having to
you don't want to give it to your guy?
Yeah, I would not do that. That would be the biggest turnoff.
That's really funny. I think it's a little weird, too.
Yeah, that's not something. If actually a man asked me to do that, I probably would run the opposite direction. So, yeah, that's one thing I wouldn't do. Anything else, probably, I've done.
I see. Interesting. That's funny that you know what it is.
Yeah, I totally know what it is because it's a big. It's not that I've never had one asking me that, but I know from friends who've been asked to do that, and it's just for me, it's like, whoa, I shudder. I just think.
Yeah.
That's certainly not something that I would want to do, no.
I hear you. But it sounds like you're pretty fun.
I've been told so. I mean, I know I have fun, and I know that I'm fun for the guys.
Yes. I hate to ask. I hate to be crude. Are you a size whore?
Am I a what?
Size whore. Does size matter?
What is that?
It means like you like them big.
Oh, a size whore. I thought you said side whore.
No.
To be honest, I never was. As long as they're not extra, extra tiny.
Right.
But I think, honestly, I've never had an extra tiny one. I really don't think.
Good for you.
Yeah, I really believe I didn't because I never had anything to complain about. So I believe I've been lucky there. And I used to say that it totally doesn't matter at all, which might not quite be true, because then I had one really, really big one, and that quite did it for me. So I guess I have to revise my opinion here and say it matters a little bit, but it will not determine whether I will sleep with him or not. It will not determine whether I'll be with him in a relationship or not. I'm just saying maybe it gives me a tiny little bit of more sexual satisfaction, but I really can live without it too.
I see. Good for you. I'm very proud of you for that one. How about that? How about nice guys or the bad boys?
They have to have a little bit of a bad boy attitude. They don't have to be really, or rather they should not be really bad boys, but they have to be really sincere, honest, genuine guys in their heart. And they have to, well, the biggest thing is probably they have to have some kind of mystery factor about them, something that will always kind of puzzle me, not to the point that I don't know who they are. I do want to know who they are, but just so that they're not like an open book, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big turn on for me. That will keep me interested.
Cool. Where can we find you now? CrystalKline.com.
You can find me at CrystalKline.com.
You right? got any magazines out right now?
Actually, I believe I am in a layout in Hustler right now.
Cool.
I haven't seen it, right, but I believe I'm out in there again. Other than that, I don't think I'm out in any magazines right now. But I am, you can see me on Denny.com. That's kind of my mother company because they run my website. So you can
see
loads of stuff there.
Probably penthouse.com too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of me on penthouse.com. And a few other websites like Zeus.net and stuff. But really the best selection on my own website.
CrystalKline.com.
That's right.
Of course, of course. Girl, thank you so much for taking time out of your beautiful Hawaiian day to spend with me.
It was a blast, and thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with everything. Say something very Austrian for me to say goodbye. Hasta la vista, baby. Say something. Use your accent. You've got to do it.
I'll be back.
Perfect. It was.
I'll be back.
Yeah. All right. That's better.
All right.
Thank you. That's everybody, it. Check out CrystalKline.com. And thank you so much for hanging out with me here on Hey Julie. It's Julie Land. And we'll talk to you next time.